Hi, this is Lindy, the creator and host of Lindy's Audio Cafe, a podcast focused on positive and thought-provoking stories. Life gets busy, and in the race for happiness, we sometimes forget it's often the smaller things in life that truly matter. My podcast is focused on the stories that don't make tabloids, the basics that make you smile, the kindness of people who help make the world a better place. Yeah, we need a bit more of that. But before we get started, please be sure to hit subscribe on your podcast app so you don't miss future episodes. Thanks for listening.
Why are we trying to fit in? Why can't we just be ourselves?
Well, hello there, and welcome to Lindy's Audio Cafe. My name is Lindy, and I'm absolutely delighted to join you once again today. And this is my 22nd episode, and today's topic is called chicken boots. That's right. And I'm not talking about a chicken boots like ooh la la. I am talking about chicken boots, as in the buck, buck, bucky kind of chicken. And I have a pair of chicken boots. And I guess you're probably wondering, where am I leading with all of this? Well, I love my chicken boots. They're fun. They're crazy, they're zany, they're different, and they're me. I wasn't always comfortable being myself in elementary school years. I mean, it started out with fourth grade when my permanent teeth came out and I ended up with these two huge front teeth that stood straight out. I could put my tongue sideways between those teeth. And I didn't feel very good about myself. And you know what didn't help was I had kids on the playground calling me Bucky Beaver. That was not very fun. I didn't feel good about myself, and I wasn't comfortable being the different person. No wonder other people around me didn't help me feel that way either. And then I continued on into seventh grade, and that was a little bit of a tough year as well, too. I mean, I had really good friends in elementary school who loved me for just the way I was, but there were things about me that were a little bit different. And I remember in seventh grade, I ended up getting glasses, I got braces that year, and then I was blessed with good old preteen hormones and acne. So yeah, that was not a fun time for me in seventh grade. Glasses, braces, acne, and then somebody developed the nickname Zit Face for me. Wow, that certainly did not help. And many people have their stories to tell about difficult teenage years or early years. But you know, what it did for me was it left me with a little bit of a struggle for self-esteem and often wondering if I really did fit in. That was a tough time. And now here I am, and I'm in my mid-50s, and once in a while I'll catch myself wondering, do I fit in? Well, of course I will. I mean, look at me. Here's my hobby. I'm sitting in front of a microphone. I'm doing a podcast. And it's not exactly something that you sit down with your girlfriends and go, well, how's your day going? How'd that microphone work for you? Did you end up with any tinniness today? Did you have any problems with your audio levels? Oh, I'm finding this mic works great. Oh, did you know I got a new boom arm for my mic? Yeah, I had a problem with adjusting the audio in here, and I heard about a thing called a de-esser and blah, blah, blah. And oh, when I export to audio, I usually do it as MP3 or a .wav file. I'm not sure what format you're using and blah, blah. You're really not talking about the same thing most people like to talk about. It's a little bit different, and sometimes you wonder, do I fit in? I have friends who have all kinds of different interests. And I'm going to bring up gardening as one of them. Seems most of the people I hang around are all avid gardeners. They know everything about all the names of the different herbs they can have in their garden. And they've got different vegetables, different flowers. Somebody asked me if I like their wisteria. And I'm like, wisteria? I thought that was toxic. No, they're talking about wisteria. It's some kind of plant. Sorry, I wasn't quite on that train. And yeah, it's kind of difficult when you're the odd duck out, you know, with a group of friends and they've all got a similar interest and you are definitely traveling down a different path. But you know what? You have to look at that as a positive and not a negative. So I'm with a group of people and they all garden, and for an entire hour, the whole subject is around gardening. Well, you know what? You smile and you try to learn from what they're talking about. And you hope that somewhere along the way, there will be social graces and there will be reciprocal interest in what you're doing as well. And if you find that you're always the odd duck out, guess what? Sometimes you gotta find some other ducks to hang out with as well, too. So I found myself an online site that I belong to, and it's great. It's fantastic, and I get to connect with other people who are podcasters. Some of them are at the same level as me, and some of them are now where I was at 5 months ago when they're just getting started. And we all support each other. We connect with each other, bounce ideas off each other, and it's really great. So where I have that interest that is different than anybody else in my group, I have found an outlet where I can connect with other people that have that similar interest. Now, as far as about being myself, I can still be myself when I'm with my friends, and we often find common ground, like especially in my age group now, mid-50s, I've got 2 grandchildren, one's 2.5, and one is 7 months old. And guess what? I have lots of other friends that have grandchildren in that age group. So just like we were when we were young mums and we were able to chat and compare notes, now we do that, only we're in the role of a grandparent. And that's kind of fun too. And there's lots of things that I don't always feel like I necessarily fit the mold, but that's okay. It's okay to be different. And it's so important for people to not feel that they have to change themselves to be able to fit in. And I'm okay with being the chick in the chicken boots. I totally am. So when you go out there, remember to be yourself and have fun. And if you want to be like me and be a little bit crazy and put those chicken boots on, go ahead and do it. And I can tell you, if I had a ticket to the Academy Awards, I'd wear my chicken boots. And on that note, everybody, I hope you have a great week. Head out there, have lots of fun, and remember that smiles come in all languages and in all colors.
Chicken boots are fine, but you better not be laying eggs in the yard. That's a good podcast. You are a chick in boots.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to click like and share it so others can enjoy it also. Join the Lindy's Audio Cafe podcast group for updates. Oh, and positive reviews are always welcome as well. Check the show notes for updated links. Thanks again for listening. Have a great day.